Ninth Perek of Eivir Mishnah Gimel. Chatzah Shenimus El Shus Rav Mishtei Ruchoytov. If the corner of a chatzah was knocked down, so basically you have now in that corner some of, that's what we'll call it, the north and some of the west, northwest corner. So now some of the north mechitz is missing, some of the west mechitz is missing. The same thing if a chatzah had its corner chopped off. The house also, its walls were knocked off in the same fashion. And also a mavi the kaira, which is that beam on the top of it, which is used to close off the open wall area that's open to Rishis Aravim, or Lechio, it has a pole on the front of it that fell down. Mutarim by Tishavis, the Asurim lost his love with the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though there's now a pirza, there is a breach in this chotzer, this house, this mavli, but since in the answer to Shabbos, it was a good reshus, it remains permitted until the end of that Shabbos. It's a tremendous chiddush, because obviously, if you have four walls around an area and they fell down completely on Shabbos, we wouldn't say, well, since the beginning of Shabbos you had a reshus, it remains a reshus. There's nothing there. Here he seems to hold that since you have the majority of the mechitzas there, even though there is a breach, in respect to breaches, if it was mutter in the beginning of Shabbos, it remains permitted from the time of Shabbos. But Rabbi Yehuda, the way we pass the Nama, and mutter like the Shabbos, so it's lovely. If you hold it, it's not a pierce, it's not a breach in the wall, then it's mutter for this Shabbos and the next Shabbos. And mutter for the Shabbos, so it's lovely. If you hold it up to this Shabbos, it is also if you say it's also for the future, it will be also for this Shabbos, because like we said before, the concept that since it was Mutter, the beginning of Shabbos remains Mutter, you can say that in respect to Erev Chatzeiros. If you have the Mechitzas, just the question is who's living here. Mm-hmm. But here the Mechitzas themselves fill them, then we just say, well, once it falls down, then it just becomes Mutter. So if an Erev falls down on Shabbos, there's a hurricane or something, and you have for sure not allowed to carry anymore, so they fix the Erev.